Hey, Barrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Raf Don is a South African recording artist, record producer, songwriter, model, and brand influencer. He is well known for his influential fashion sense, mind-blowing music sounds, and storytelling lyricism. He's been the face of some major fashion and advertising campaigns such as Power Horse, Volkswagen, Pokemon, Axe, Levi's, and many more. With several radio chart-topping hits under his belt, Raf has collaborated and co-written with several artists across the globe, such as Ricky Rick, Cal P, Toya Delezi, Youngster CPT, KLV, Victor Masondo, and many more. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Raf Don.
Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
Right now I'm in the beautiful city of Cape Town, Mother City. Let me take you through the view.
Now, why and where does the name Raf Don come from?
My name of birth is Raphael, short for Raf. So my friends started calling me Raf the Don because of like the movie character Don Corleone, because that was one of my favorite movie characters. My friend used to call me like Raf the Don, because they said I carry myself like a Don. And I remember when I was trying to find like a stage alias that I'll go by, you know, you always want to like find all the school names and stuff. And then for me, I feel like your nicknames should be given to you by people, not you giving yourself a nickname.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, since people and my friends already refer me to Raf the Don, might just as well use the name Raf the Don as my stage name. But I removed the and just kept the Don. So Raf Don.
Super cool. Now let's rewind to your journey in the entertainment world. What age did you say, cool, I want to partake in this? And how did that accumulate to where we are today?
I've been in the art space, like I'll say, since like a childhood, since I was like a child, you know, because I was heavily involved in arts, dancing. Grew up in a house where my dad used to always like collect this cassettes of Michael Jackson concerts and performances.
Yeah.
And I always like watch them and try to imitate every single moves, every single melodies, every single style of his. So I would say I've always been part of like the art space, you know. And in terms of like music, especially the umbrella of hip pop and stuff, it came from my love for hip hop dance, because I started off as a dancer. So I used to like dance, travel around the world, compete. I even used to like tour with musicians all over the world as a backup dancer. But then back in the dance days, there used to be this thing called dance mixes, where people make mixes where they dance to perform to. But you know, with me, I like doing things different. What I started doing, I started adding my flavor into the mixes, like adding vocals, like the vocal element into the mixes and stuff. So my friends will listen to those mixes and be like, yo, dude, your voice actually sounds so dope. Why don't you make like actual tracks and put them out? And for me, I was like, I don't think so. Cause you know, at that time, my only focus was like dance. Eventually, I started spending time in studio with producers and artists, and I ended up like recording, you know, not, I'll say demos, not stuff that I'm not really serious of, like just demos and stuff. And what happened, one of my friends took one of my songs and put it out on Dot of Our Host. I don't know if you remember Dot of Our Host. So they put it on Dot of Our Host, and I remember the song in the first week or two, it had about like 20,000 downloads. I was extremely shocked. And from that point, I was like, it gave me kind of like a confident booster. Like, oh, maybe what my friends were saying, maybe they were right. You know, sometimes you don't really take opinions from your friends serious, because you never know. Like, are they bluffing or are they just saying it because they're just my friends? But when I saw like 20,000 people downloaded a song, I was like, oh, maybe there's something there.
When they uploaded that song into the platform without you knowing, were you upset initially, or you were just like, okay, whatever?
I think if I got zero downloads or one download,
Yes.
I would have been upset. But the mere fact I got 20,000 downloads, I was more shocked. And,
Okay.
kind of like I said, it gave me like a confident boost. Like, yo, maybe they're right. Maybe I should listen to what they were saying. Maybe the music actually is sounding good. Maybe people actually love it. So I think if I did not get the number of downloads that I got when they showed me, I probably would have been upset why they put it out.
You got the confidence, and what were the next steps?
So what happened was, from that confidence, I ended up starting, like I said, my personality, when I do something, I like going fully in, So what happened at that point, I started spending more time with the music, meaning like I used to spend more, like spending more time in studio sessions, spending more time with artists and all this kind of stuff. That's when I understood the element of songwriting. At first I did not know that you can actually be a songwriter and compose and write music for other artists and stuff. I used to spend time in studio, like, writing and composing music for other artists. And I feel like at that time, I ended up spending more time in studio and like spending away my time away from dance. So I started spending more time in studio with my producers and artists and stuff.
So you said you initially were writing for other artists, and then when was the thing that to say, okay, cool, now I'm going to write for myself?
It gets to a point where you hear the songs that you've been part of in terms of like a creation of the song, and you start seeing the impact the music has. And like I said, for me, my favorite part about music is performing the songs. So I couldn't go perform songs that I wrote for other artists. So I was like, okay, I have to take the leap of faith and be actually in front and start recording and putting out my own music, because I want to perform this music, because that's where the love of performing, like I said, it takes me back to my dad bringing me those cassettes of Michael Jackson. Performing the songs, it's always been the love that I had for this music. And so that's when I started deciding, actually, you know what? I'm actually going to take the leap of faith and actually take this journey as an artist and start putting my records out.
So do you still write for other artists or only for yourself?
I'm a songwriter by profession. I still work and write music for other artists.
So when you approach a song for another artist, compared to when you're approaching a song for yourself, what is the difference? Or do you just go into the thing, okay, and you write and then you say, okay, well, this will be for me and that will be for them.
So when I'm doing music for myself, I always want to be from personal experiences, right? I would try to convey the message in a very personal experience. How would I express it as rap and stuff? And when I'm working and I'm writing a song for other artists, I would try understand what message or what they're trying to like, what message they're trying to put out there. Like, trying to like tap into like their state of mind and their character and something that will, a song that will go well with their personality and their character. So it's a matter of knowing what the artist wants. And with me, it's more like I know what I want. I know my sound. I know my style. I know the message that I'm trying to like put out. And everything with me is very intentional. So the matter of like knowing the difference between, when I'm writing a record for another artist, I'm tapping into their mind. I'm tapping into their style. I'm tapping into whatever message they're trying to put out there.
So when you're writing for others, are they part of the process or you just tap into them, you create something, and then you share it?
So some artists, they come to studio, they already have a skeleton of what they're trying to like work on. And then you got other artists, they're open to new ideas, they're just open-minded. So depending on the artist, depending on what the artist want, depending what type of artist you work with.
Now, when you're writing songs for yourself, are there other contributors or collaborators, or it's by yourself?
Definitely, I'll say depending on the song I'm working on, like with music, I always feel like I treat music like food. There's different ingredients, right?
Yes.
There's different ingredients and all this kind of stuff. So I can't just put on a dish that only has dried chicken. There's no rice. There's no veg. There's no sides. There's nothing. So that's how I see it. So like when you're working with different type of people, and that contribution is just, it gives the song a different perspective. It gives the, like, sonics are sounding very different and all this kind of stuff. So I'm a very, because I understand the element of working with various people to create one product. So I'm very open-minded. I'm not too caught up in like, no, I just gotta, since it's my song, I just cannot. I'm very open-minded when it comes to that.
Cool. And what do you enjoy about performing live?
Yo, I'll say it's just seeing an idea that's starting here. You see it come to life and you see people's reaction in real time. You know, when you listen, you see it at home, you look at like your phone, you look at like your song has 500,000 streams or 100,000 streams.
Yeah.
Different between seeing the people actually singing the song or dancing to the music, like seeing it on like in real time. It just makes me extremely overwhelmed when I see that. That's why I say performing the songs is my favorite part about this thing.
I've got a point of discussion around this. So I love being right up in front, dancing. I'll take my phone out for maybe one or two videos, one or two photos, and I put it away. I find that the people around me have got their video phones out for a majority of the time of the show. So you mentioned about seeing the people's reactions. Do you not feel that the phone takes away from that, or it's just where society is?
I'll agree with you, because I feel like due to the times that we're living in, like social media era, everybody wanna capture the moment. You wanna capture the moment, forgetting that you're actually not in the moment. I have to say that I would love for people to, focus on the moment and create an incredible atmosphere. But at the same time, I understand also from what point they come from. Like they wanna, this is a moment they wanna cherish, or a moment for them. They wanna go back and look back and be like, yo, damn, I actually experienced this kind of stuff. So it all depends on the person or the people, like for me, the most important is like, are you having a great time? Are you enjoying yourself? Are you loving the music? Are you loving the stage presence, the stage design? You're loving the sonics. You're loving the backup dancing, the band. Are you loving the dancers? You're loving you get what I'm saying? The
Yeah.
experience. As long as you're enjoying yourself, that's what matters.
Okay, so what's next in your journey? What are your short-term goals and then your long-term goals?
One thing COVID has taught us that you can make plans and
Yeah.
anything can come up, anything can come up. And yes, as a person, you always want to have goals set. At the same time, you also got to live in the moment. And for me, right now, the main focus is just building a very important catalog, not just putting our music in vain and just like putting music for the sake of just putting music, because everything that I do is very intentional.
Yeah.
Everything that I do needs to have a purpose, needs to have a reason from the people I collaborate with, from the way I put my music. Everything is very strategic, is very intentional. And right now, my main focus is just continuing putting out this incredible music and building my catalog at the same time, looking forward for my debut project.
Tell us a little bit more about your debut project.
What I can say, right? I don't wanna like spoil the surprise, but
Yes.
I'm definitely, I have actually two projects that's done, ready to go. And I just feel like the timing has to be right. The anticipation has to be right. Especially now we live in the time where it's like, it's a play, I call it the playlist era, where people listen to playlists more than they listen to albums.
Yeah.
They listen to playlists more than they listen to EPs. You cannot have one artist 12 songs in my playlist. You get what I'm saying? So it's an era where people are striving off singles and all this kind of stuff. But as a music purist, for me, having a body of work is very important. And for me, it's just that the timing has to be perfect. The anticipation needs to be
Yeah.
perfect. But we're definitely getting a body of work from me in 2024. That's definitely coming out 2024. In terms of like dates, I don't want to give any spoilers, but it's gonna be definitely out in 2024. Let me give you some. Since this is an incredible podcast and I'm a big fan of the podcast, I'll give you a little scoop. I won't give you the date, but I'm top of the year. Top of the year, you're getting a project from Rap.
So just so you know, and I'm not sure, you mentioned about being a music purist and you talked about singles and playlists. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Physical is making a huge comeback. Cassettes, CDs, vinyls. Last year, CDs had the biggest growth in 21 years. Vinyls in the UK alone had 5.5 million sales, the biggest since 1990. And it's the younger people, it's the teenagers and like the 20-year-olds are buying it. So just keep that in mind that people are going back to the body of work compared to just the splash of the playlists.
Yeah, it's so great that you're mentioning this, because I saw with the Taylor Swift's recent project where I think she sold something like 1.5 million first week, and that's like strictly on like physical. I was like, oh wow. So I feel like, you know, it's like we always live in reverse. Like nothing is new under the sun. So people always like go forward and then we go back. And I love that, because for me, I remember growing up collecting like I told you, my dad bringing cassettes, Michael Jackson cassette, me collecting. The first CD I remember purchasing was a 50 Cent's Get Rich Die Trying album.
Yes.
You know, where you open the CD, it has like the credits, those posters, you hang those posters on in your bedroom.
Yes.
I come from that era where you hang posters of your favorite artists on like on your bedroom, and I'm actually happy that times of it's like it's going back into that direction, you know, where people can appreciate the music, because it's like I said, it's art.
Yeah,
it's not just, you know, plug and play and then let's forget about it.
So I know if I had to ask you this question tomorrow, next week, 2 months, 2 years, I know your answer will be different every time, because I recognize there are millions of them. I'm not saying your favorite, but if you had to push play to 5 songs by other artists, once we finish this conversation, what would those 5 songs be and by whom?
Okay. Number one, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Number two, it has to be, I'll say, Wizkid, Essence.
Yep.
Number three, Burna Boy, Last. Number four, Nelly, Dilemma.
That's with Kelly Rowland, eh?
Yeah. The last one I'll say, anything by Skepta.
Skepta.
Anything by Skepta, yeah.
A nice mix. I like them. I need to add some of those to my list. So the podcast is listened to throughout the world. So as a final message, what would you like to say?
I would just like to say, I appreciate platforms like this where it shines a light to different type of creatives, especially in the continent of Africa. You know, we live in like, what, third world countries. We don't really get the same exposure or platform as like first world country artists get and stuff like that. And for a platform like this, you know, where it exposes not just the artists, but our music to like the global market, you know, it's something that I don't take for granted. And I just feel like right now it's the best time for the world to be on Africa, because as you can see, like Africa got the source. You know, we used to always look abroad to get inspiration from the people abroad. Now times are different. Now they're looking to us to like get inspiration, whether it's the rise of Afro beats, the rise of Amapiano. That just shows that, you know, Africa right now, we are on top. And like, I feel like people need to get excited again to discover new music, because we're in an era where music is forcefully placed in people's faces and their eyes due to like social media, TikTok. You know, you end up just like losing the passion of discovering new artists, discovering new music, introducing people to new music, new artists. And I feel like that's very important. And platforms like this allows people to discover new music. And make sure if you're watching this or listening to this, check out my music, check out my body of work, check out the music I have out. Right now I have a single out featuring Uno Rams, Grammy awarded artist Uno Rams, called Hello. I just dropped my official music video for my hit single For the Gram featuring Youngster CPT, Manuel Star. And then this brand new single, my brother Verb. He's an incredible artist from Nigeria. You guys check him out. Verb, as V-E-R-B-B.
Yep.
A song called Cape Town. It's a theme song we created for the city called Cape Town, featuring myself and Youngster CPT. Just go on all streaming platforms. You can just type Raf Don. You'll find my music on YouTube. Or you can just Google me. You'll find everything. Just Google Raf Don. R-A-F space D-O-N. And enjoy incredible music. You know, like I said, I'm very passionate and, like I said, music purist. I feel like the music I create 5 years or 10 years from now, people will still be able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And there's like a like a variety of like different music, you know, from like hip hop, drill music to Afro beats, Afro fusion. So I have everything. You can go and enjoy it.